الله سبحانه وتعالى brought me to learn the deen. The speaker is also going to learn the deen. And the listener is also going to learn the deen. The greater the intention, and even because of the sumptuous lunch that we had, someone asked a question that especially after I eat curry khichdi, why do I fall asleep? You know? I told you, you see, you look at a rice grain looks like a pen, isn't it? Like a small pen. You agree with me? Unless you eat another kind of rice. The general rice in South Africa throughout the world is like a pen, small pen. So can you make a pen stand? The pen falls down immediately. Now imagine after eating 300 of those rice, all of them falling in your stomach, what happens? So I'll see now how many you ate now this afternoon in the next few minutes that I've got with you. So after the sumptuous lunch, Allah Ta'ala fed us so nicely. And look at the ni'mat of Allah. After getting physical food, Allah gives us spiritual food. So there'll be three groups of people here today. One that will come and go, and number two will take some benefit, and number three will take it to heart. Like one person went to the garden, three friends, and he saw the roses. So he came back and reported, roses so beautiful. The second person came back, he reported, he said, roses beautiful, smell so sweet, mashallah. And the third person took a hedge clipper, he took a plier with him, you know, and he cut a few roses and brought it home. So this afternoon, my friends, some of us will smell, will just see the roses. See, beautiful advices, mashallah, upstairs and downstairs. Beautiful advices we got, we made dua, tomorrow we gone home. Then you get some person, he smells the roses. But our wish is, inshallah, Allah make it such, inshallah, that when we leave from here, we leave with a bunch of roses. Allah will make it possible. Make high intentions. So for that intention to last, we need to pay attention also. In order to be inspired, in order to have something that will inspire us, we have to aspire also. So when that sleep is coming, that's the right time to wake up. So help each other. You see a person catching fish and he's going down because he landed there late last night through the bus. We know what time you arrive. You are tired, you human being. You're not made of stone and wood. So you get tired, but support each other. This was the case of Sahaba, they would look after each other. So we're sitting all of us here, inshallah. What the speaker is going to say is not necessarily that he can speak and he's going to put it forward. Allah puts in the heart what to say. So may Allah Ta'ala make us understand and grant me the understanding first. Really, my dear brothers, sometimes in Durban, you see they got a vegetable market. And that uncle that's selling vegetables, he's using an old cart. He's putting the cabbages and cauliflowers, lettuce, tomatoes, etc. all in the cart, but the wheels are all wobbly. Yet he's carrying his load. So sometimes a cart that is broken does the work of fresh vegetables also. I'm a broken cart. I don't have much to offer you. Because of my weaknesses, because of my lack of knowledge, because of my incompetence, because of all my different discrepancies and all the wrong that is in me. But my dear brothers, it is the shafqat of our elders, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that puts the love in their heart, that, oh you sinner, come once again, come to the Islahi door, and not you going to make Islah of people, but you going to correct yourself in front of all the people, so that those people who are young, they haven't made guna, you gunegar, you will come right, inshallah. So you will make dua for me, inshallah, that Allah ta'ala give me saadat idareen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. As you know, is our practices in our talk, my dear friends. First, we stress on some sunnat. So I was thinking, what sunnat to bring, something that is so easy to practice, yet is becoming, people are becoming neglectful of this. And if we look into it, each and every one of us have tried the sunnah. But due to our busy life and busy schedule and the environment we live in, we forgetting the sunnah. So today for the first few minutes, we'll stress on my Nabi's sunnah. Habib-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah of miswak. Miswak, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, this ummat has been granted such a great ni'mat like miswak. If you look at the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they akthari hukmul kul. In other words, majority of the Anbiya alayhi salam, or all the Anbiya alayhi salam, you can see, they have three sunan that were common in their life. One is all of the Anbiya alayhi salam kept a beard. Number two, all of them made nikah. That's why I say, akthari hukmul kul. And then all of them made miswak also. The ummat of Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with this ni'mat of Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the silsila of Anbiya ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wa sallam. Say, inshallah, we'll make miswak. Today, my dear brothers, a young man, just to have a tasty burger somewhere in Durban, he'll pay 50 to 80 rand. And if he's having a super double cheese one, he'll go up to 120 rand. I'm not exaggerating. But buy miswak from the bookshop, buy miswak from anywhere, 5 rand. Some little high tensile miswak, 10 rand. Or if you know nature, you can go with your own hedge clip and you know which tree to cut, you make your own miswak. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so cheap, yet it is so great. But unfortunately, I want you to now take a walk to your bathroom. Take a walk to your house mentally. Don't leave now, because your home is far. By the time you reach Peter Marisburg, you'll have to come back next time. So take a mental walk to where all your sins stay to clean yourself up. Now look in the bathroom. Can you see it? No, but you're still stuck in the lounge. Go to the bathroom. So go to the bathroom, you walk in. I can see clothes up there. Aqua Fresh, Colgate there. And big toothbrushes. All are there from Woolworths and from Click and Pick and Pay and Checkers. Is there any miswak in the bathroom? Don't tell me, tell yourself. Where's my miswak? My miswak is sitting in one drawer that someone sent me a gift from Umrah. It's still stuck there to be given in inheritance to my great-grandchildren. I'm not using the miswak. I've kept it for barakat. And those that got miswak in the bathroom, trust me, my dear brothers, I don't go snooping around people's bathroom, but people invite us many places. You go to wash their hands, you see the miswak is something that got attacked by a Hiroshima bomb. Completely destroyed. All black and full of moss. Who can use such a miswak? But Aqua Fresh brush is fresh, and it's got a cover and it's got a stand where it is also. So from today, inshallah, I'm going to keep a miswak, inshallah. Say, inshallah. Dear brothers, the length of the miswak, just to understand, should be this amount. Those that are listening over the receivers, you can't get the one balish. Say about 15 centimeters, little bit less. And then how you hold the miswak, that's why we say you can hear things over the receiver. But practical demonstration to be close to the speaker is different. So the miswak should be held in this way, my dear brothers, where the thumb is down and the baby finger is down and three fingers on top. And now a person will brush not vertically but horizontally. And Allah Ta'ala will give him so much of benefit. He wants strong teeth. People are eating calcium tablets. And people want good voices. Allah will give you good voice also, because all the phlegm will come out. Bile will come out. Everything will come right. Digestion will come right. But these are only the medical benefits of the miswak. Look at the ruhani benefits. First of all, Allah becomes happy. And when Allah is happy, you've got a ticket to Jannat. May Allah grant you, grant me and all of us Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen. Bila hisab, hisab without any that we have to answer for anything, my dear brothers. So now we're on with the subject of the miswak. This miswak, my dear brothers, when we are making the miswak, then I learned this from one of the great Buzrugan Adin, and he says that the dua we must read, Allahumma tahhir fami, Allahumma tahhir fami, wa nawwir qalbi, wa tahhir badani, wa harrim jasadi minan nar. Oh Allah, Allahumma tahhir fami, clean my mouth, O my Allah, wa tahhir badani, and purify my body, wa harrim jasadi minan nar, and make my body haram for the fire of Jahannam. So dear brothers, we've got this miswak. Allah's pleasure is there.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do for Allah's deen. You follow Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah is with us. Look at the primary love of Allah, complete love. That قُلْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِهُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love us. The love of Allah is not like the love of this world. Actually, my subject today is about love. Don't worry, I didn't touch on roses for nothing. Because the whole subject is based on love today. This is just the beginning of the talk. So when Allah's love is there, through the barakat of miswak, at the time of death, what we all want, I guarantee you, everybody wants this. Even a person who doesn't make salah, doesn't read Quran, disobedient, and he's completely off the track. But you ask him, how you want to die? He say, I want to die with the kalima. Through the barakat of miswak, Allah will give you that remembrance to read the kalima at the time of death. May Allah bless us with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On with the subject of miswak, you see, my dear brothers, as the science is improving, they are finding many only benefits in deen. Only there are benefits in deen. For example, sleeping, Muslims, we sleep in the right side with the right palm under the right cheek. Now they go and discover what's happening and how it's happening. They say that's the best position what the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are doing. Why? You sleep on your left, your heart gets affected. You sleep on your back, the back is affected. You sleep on your tummy, the indigestion is affected. So there's only one position, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position. Likewise, all these things they inspected. They took the best of toothbrushes, nylon toothbrushes, and different chemicals they added to this thing. They can't come to any conclusion. They say that miswak, the scientific name, you get everything has a name. For example, the lion in scientific word is called panthera. For example, different words is called phylum, they call it. It's not a science lesson, but just to make you understand that in Switzerland there's a what you call laboratory company where they study different things. So they studied the miswak, and the scientific name for the miswak is Salvadora Pasica. And they say this miswak, or this instrument of cleaning the teeth, no way in the world you can overtake it. 100% it is the ultimate thing. But now I want to touch on one point, young brothers. Today you're going to find a lot of deen and the things of deen being corroborated by science. So indirectly we're getting happy. See, my deen is hot because of science. But you must remember one very important thing. Never substantiate your deen because of the scientific proof that's associated with the deen. Because the scientific proof changes all the time. Tomorrow, if there's a Faber Pharmaceutical, which is a Switzerland company I mentioned, if somebody pays them $2 million and they must write against the miswak, so they say, no, we made a mistake, it was an oversight of a person that looked wrong into the microscope, it's a very bad thing. They change the whole story. So Muslims say, no, now the miswak is bad. If they corroborate our sunnah or they don't elaborate on our sunnah, we say, you do what you have to do. My Nabi has shown me miswak. I am strong from the beginning and I'll follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Science is very different, you know. At one stage when we're still young, but I'm saying when we are about like 10 years old, we were told don't eat butter. Very bad for the health. Then suddenly somebody paid the butter company, the scientists started writing that margarine is very bad. So people, the margarine people, they say things are going down. So they paid the scientists also. Now there's a problem because butter is also good, margarine is also good, and then the scientists say it's also bad. So they paid all the companies and they came out with butter. That is the middle thing. It's not in margarine also, not butter also. It changes according to how the scientists go, you know. So, this is about miswak. Inshallah, who says, inshallah, from today I'm going to do miswak? Allah Ta'ala accept. And look, if you tried before, and one of the main reasons people say, Maulana, I can't keep up with the miswak, because it's always getting lost, correct? I just bought one last week, 5 rand got lost. So someone said lightheartedly, if you look at the name of miswak, it misses and it must walk. So it walked away, get a fresh one. But then I want to ask one question, why your Samsung never get lost? Your Apple phone didn't get lost. Your marker pen don't get lost. My Nabi's miswak get lost. Don't be a clumsy user of the miswak. Alhamdulillah, if you try one miswak, if you get a good quality one, you can use for 3 months, then you bury it, finish, you start another one. So look after it, have a set point where you put it. Every person, according to his schedule, now you are students, so have one miswak where you study. Have one miswak in your vehicle, have one miswak at home. So at any time you don't need to be able to, it's where you're going to. So that way, inshallah, the miswak won't get lost. For 15 rand to get kalima at the time of death, I think so, it's a cheap bargain. So, on with my subject of what I want to discuss. Alhamdulillah, we're moving on time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows best why certain things come to mind. Today my mind went at, towards cleanliness first of all, before we discuss the subject of love. It's common amongst the youth today, not every youth but many of them, that they're not exposed to the low pan toilets, because they bought some suburbs, a house in the suburbs or in the flats, or even the houses today have got high pan toilets. So very important that when you are using the high pan toilet, that the splashes of urine must not come into your body. So there's a way to use this, find out from the ulama kiram. Otherwise, one of the adab in the qabr, punishments in the grave, is because of being clumsy and not having a care attitude towards splashes of urine. So that's important. Then, my dear brothers, the cleansing of oneself correctly. Of course, standing and urinating is out of the question. But then after urination, istinja, what's the procedure? Sometime last we saw this in the time when we were studying in madrasa. After that, maybe there's some discrepancies, some mistake, we're missing out something. So that's very important. And then in the line of cleanliness, mashallah, today, lot of khajur available. So many times the boys are waking up early in the morning, taking up their ghusals also. So they say no. But this also is not about soap, water and towel. The faraid of ghusal should be learned, and making sure no hair's breath on the body is left dry. So important. And then our wudu, our traveling in one airport, Dubai airport, should be correct. And we are making wudu. I see one person is making wudu, is only going till here. Now I'm thinking now, فَقْسِلُوا وُضُوَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. Now this person is leaving out this thing. So I asked him, brother, what's the story? He said, no, my dafa is too tight. For the sake of your dafa being too tight, you're making your cover tight, my dear brother. So our wudu today, we're talking about the score. Manchester had 5 and Liverpool got 2. Meanwhile, you left out all the faraiz of wudu. So when you're making the wudu, do it properly, my dear brothers. Let us be very, very careful, especially where I'm noticing the shortcoming is here, we are leaving this guy. People are doing a splash on the face. Don't splash on the face, wash this face properly. From forehead to chin, from earlobe to earlobe. And the other part where a person is hitting a blue is generally by the ankle. He's just doing a dish out wash, you know. Inshallah, mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and back. So that's not going to help us in our salah. If the key that you took to go make it right for the car, brand new GTI, brand new what you call this thing, R8 car you got, but now the key is not right, or the remote is not right, you can have the best of car with the most amount of petrol, unlimited petrol, but it's not going nowhere because the key is not right. So the miftah for salah, the key for salah is the wudu, and the cleanliness must be on par. So if there's some shortcomings on this, where we forgot how to keep ourselves clean, my dear brothers, let's once again get back to basics. Today people want bayan, they say, no, Molana, when you come, you must give us such a bayan that's intrinsic. I say, look, all this sophisticated bayanat, people have heard a lot about it. But back to basics, where we must get ourselves right and put things correctly, nobody wants to hear about that. So let's get back to basics and learn about this. Now with the subject of love, inshallah, if I ask you to bring me a glass of water, there's glass of water. You drink the glass of water. Bring me something, I'm feeling cold. You bring me a blanket. But if I ask you, my brother, bring me love. Can you present me a tray of love? A box of chocolates can come. But can you present me love? I've got, there's 30 centimeters of love. Or is there anywhere they're selling love? Say, so you know, you must buy love, download love. Can you do it? It's a non-tangible entity that exists in the heart. But if we do not understand love in its correct way, then there's all type of misunderstandings for love. People are loving incorrectly. They are mixing up love and infatuation. Love is where a person has some affinity for something, and you'll find that you give your heart to it, that thing gives a response. But the love, what the youngsters are going through, especially now, today is the 17th, am I correct? So 3 days ago, there was a whole lot of claims of love in the world. Where's all that gone? All the chocolates are finished, the roses are dry, the love is over. So this Western world, actually this Valentine's Day custom that has come into our youth and our Muslim, good Muslim youth who are making 5 times salah, reading Quran, they're making mistakes at this time. They say, no, that this is an environment to express my love. First of all, that whole Valentine situation is a license for zina. It's actually a medium by which a person can exhibit himself with a free hold that nobody will actually put him in any corner. So this is why they have invented this. This is a pagan custom. Now pagan customs and us, people from those days and us, what have we got? We got Nabiya Kareem Sarasam Sunnah. Is there any Valentine's in our Sunnah? No. There's no Valentine's in the Shariah. So where we found this? So the youngsters say, but Maulana, what about the subject of love? What about the subject of love? Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Islam has got a lot of love in it. Don't make a mistake that there's no love in Islam. But everything has got a time. For example, a person loves ice cold water. And he loves a milkshake that's also ice cold. And he loves samosas. But now a person is in roza, he's fasting, it's Ramadan Sharif. So all that love for milkshake, all that love for ice cold water, samosa, pizza, etc. Is there anything telling him that you can't love it? But if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, can he exhibit love for that? At that time he can't show love for it. When the azan goes, then I was in Jamaat recently, so they invented one word, you know, Saatis, you they say when the time comes to eat, then you must gamal, Maulana. I say, what is this gamal? They say, you must free us. So that time when the azan goes, all your love for the samosa, you show it, you eat it. But before that, you'll break the fast. So youngsters that are unmarried, they are 20 years old, 19 years old, 17 years old, some are 14 years old. They got big ideas that I want to express my love. But you are fasting at the moment because you are a little baby. You got to be woken up for Fajr. Your mummy makes your cereal still. You're still a little boy. But you got big dreams. So you are fasting at the moment. The day you make nikah, Allah Ta'ala is going to give you that exhibition of love. But whilst you're in the situation that you are, you got to understand that don't fall in this trap. Don't fall in this trap either directly or don't fall in this trap through social media. I'm warning you, my dear brothers, that a lot of times I met one person in one foreign country. I don't like to take the name of the country because then the people of that people, they feel, no, I'm picking on that country. One morning after Fajr, we were taking a walk. So he came to me and said, Maulana, I don't want to do wrong. I just want to have a natural relationship. Can you find me something that I can have a natural relationship? Because she makes me feel so comfortable. By Allah, he was not going to feel comfortable. I had to explain to him that, see, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Look at the andaz of the Quran Kareem. Quran is ajeeb, my dear brothers. But unfortunately, na ashna peygham ban chuka. It became an irrelevant message in this ummah. Our Hazrat says to us that this is a love letter from Allah. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saving us from economic drop. لَا تَأَكُلُ riba. Allah Ta'ala is saving us from interest that drops the whole economy. So Allah is loving us. He wants to save us from diseases. He wants to save us from disrepute. He wants to save us from disgrace. So Allah tells us, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Now the Quran, as I said, when you unpack it, then the words, the way they come also, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains things. For example, just to digress, to explain the beauty of the Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ. If you, some Arabic students here will know, this is already in the past that the trumpet has been blown. Am I right, my dear brother? So when the trumpet has been blown, has the trumpet been blown for Qiyamah already? But the andaz of the Quran, the manner of the Quran in presenting this is that it's already been blown. Why? It shows yaqeenan is going to happen. Definitely is going to take place. To give an example in the South African context, I'm selling, for example, whatever it is, say jackets I'm selling. So you say, I need 100 jackets, you phone me from Azadville. Now, when I finish the phone, it's done, Muhammad, it's done. Is it already done? Is DHL come and fetch it already? Is fast couriers came for it? But to give you assurance that it's definitely going to happen, that means that it's already done. So the andaz of the Quran Kareem, we got to understand, andaz means the manner and the fashion in which Quran Kareem presents things. La taqrabu zina. Don't go close to it. So, one, Quran could have told us don't make zina at all, which is actually what is meant. But don't go close to something that is to show us that once you're in that situation, it's hard to come out. Now you people are from, most of you are from Transvaal, isn't it? And there are some Natalians here who got salt in their blood, they call it. So you'll understand this very much. That you see the Durban Harbour, is like example, look at the stage now. Can you look at it? Don't look at me, look at the stage. This is the harbor and all the water, you are the fish that are swimming here. So this is the harbor, you bring your car here. So if you bring your car too close to the wall of the harbor, there's more chance of your vehicle going into the harbor. But if you are parked 200 meters away, can your vehicle go into the harbor? So same like that. When you go close to zina, a person thinks, no, I'm very strong. Nothing can happen to me because I'm up for tahajjud and I'm reading 5 para Quran daily and I'm finishing my zikr, so I can handle her, Molana. Very easy for me. I'm very strong. No, my dear brothers. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Don't forget what has been mentioned in the 13th juz of the Quran and the opening line, Surah Yusuf, that never ever trust your nafs. Don't think that the nafs is sleeping. Allahu Akbar, a nafs is dangerous, my dear brothers. It's أَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. It will give you inclination, directives and commands towards evil. So don't think I'm free from my nafs. Sometimes a person, I'm not going into Masnavi Sharif too detailed because I got other things to touch on, but the story, just to make it long story short, a person had a dangerous snake. Now, a snake is cold-blooded. When it's winter, then the snake coils up and it sleeps away. So one person caught the snake in that condition and he's dancing with the snake. See, what a big snake I caught. But he didn't realize that thing, as he was dancing in the sun, the blood of the snake started melting and now the snake bit him. So when you think that nafs won't get you, I'm a hazrat, I came for Islahi Zohar, or I went 40 days Jamaat, or I said Itikaf, or I'm a student of Madrasa, and I'm getting A marks, 101 out of 100, I know all the hadith, so I can handle it. When I look at her, I look at the ni'mat of Allah, nothing else. So that heart bluffs us. This heart and nafs will bluff you. It will make you think nothing is happening, you alright. But wala taqrabu zina, don't go near them. Because when a person will glance at something, then my young brothers, so much of harm is coming through these glances. When you will glance at the makhluk of Allah incorrectly, you have lost Allah Ta'ala's displeasure comes on us. So for something that is normally in this youth programs, I do an experiment, but today only 40 minutes on my side, so I'm going on express mode also. I put some nitrous also, so I'm moving at the boomer speed. Now what I'm trying to tell you, that there's a whole stage of gold in front of you. This whole stage is full of gold. And I give you one 10 cent coin. And I block your eyes. So with that one coin that is blocking, can you see that gold? You block one eye and you block it. Can you see it? So 10 cents is stopping you from 10 billion rand worth of gold. 10 billion, zillion dollars worth of gold. Why it's a 10 cent coin? So I ask you, my dear brother, is it really worth it? Somebody who don't, if she don't brush her teeth, her mouth will smell. If she don't clean her eye, it'll be full of white, like grit that is stuck there. And she don't clean her ears, it's full of wax. And if she has to spit, it's smelling also. Snot out of the mouth. That woman, like that, if she don't comb her hair, she's like a bush baby. That woman like that, that is just dolled up for the while, you're looking at her and then getting over enamored and you're putting that in front. So that beautiful marifat of Allah is being blocked at the moment. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? That same woman or the same girl, she's looking drop dead gorgeous. Whole of Azadville, whole of Rustenburg, whole of Rudiport, Mayfair, wherever you come from, Durban, Pietermaritzburg, nothing like that. She's the fish of all fish. She's the star upon star. But lock that girl in one room and give her laxatives. For 3 days give her that and tell all what you make in the bucket. After 3 days, leave looking like a bush baby. She looked like a nightmare. And so you were in love with that whole bucket in reality. Wallahi Nazim, we're living in a trying condition, young brothers. If I was talking to you that you're in one farm in desert, Sahara desert, there's no woman there, it's easy. But today, whether you're taking a flight, foreign students are here, you're taking a flight home, or local students, you come in Durban, visit your relatives, you're going in Mango Airline, Kulula, etc. Or to buy a simple loaf of bread, the cashier is a woman, you're speeding for somebody's walima, you're speeding for a funeral, the traffic officer is a woman. Everywhere is red mahram woman, you can't escape them. So one way is that all of us now, I give you 100 rand each, and you buy one shambok. One lash, And whenever you see a woman that's parading the road, you give her one shot. Say, I lash you in the name of Allah, go back to where you came from. If you're going to lash, then in a short while, in a flash, all of us going to be in the throngs. You're going to be locked up. You can't lash anybody. Because they tell you this is child abuse or woman abuse and whatever have you. And Muslims are very bad people. They're lashing everybody and we're going to lose our respect. So instead of lashing, I introduce you to another lash. Allah gave you eyelash. Allah gave you eyelash. Not one, but so many. So try and block this eye. When you don't see, then you can't have love at first sight. Today, people are abusing the masla also. They say, no, the first sight is permitted. What is meaning the first sight? I give you an example, what is the first sight? How to understand the first sight of a red mahram woman? Nowadays, the plumbers also not doing work correctly. So they're connecting. Not a lot of places they have this problem. They put a red dots for the tap, you know. And when you open, that thing is cold water. And you open, the cold one is hot. You experience like this anytime. Right? So, sometimes you think, I'm opening cold water, and there you go, does anybody say, because I opened the wrong tap by mistake, I say, let me stay for long, immediately you run away from that. Or you're holding kettle of water, and by mistake it comes in your hand, or in there the bright stand, by mistake one cold got you, how you dust it off quickly. That is the first glance, how you must have. That the moment a red mahram woman comes in front of you, it's not to Google it. No, she's a red mahram. That's not the way to find out this. The moment it comes, it's like a cold, it's like a hot water. No, immediately. And some youth are complaining also, they say, Maulana, we're having problems that when, because of looking in the cell phone or looking in reality or in our classrooms, we are in matric now, the teacher, instead of teaching us algebra, we are looking at other angles. The geometry is going wrong. So all this is happening to the student and his theorems are going all upside down. They say the Newton's theory is that things come from top down, but in that class things from bottom are going up. Last is getting up in life. How do I handle this? I've seen right mahram women, or I'm addicted to sight of where women are exposed. So now this is coming in my namaz, it's coming in my life. So I'm going to give you a simple nuskha. Nuskha means prescription. This prescription we hear from our seniors, it don't mean that now you have to look for it. It's just an experience. So if it don't work for you, you still have to make effort. But just try this. Immediately when you all stuck with a woman in your mind, only she's coming in your mind. Sumayya, Sumayya. So you're making salam to someone. Sumayya, assalamu alaikum. So much is taken your heart away. So you're making sajda also, she's caught up your heart. So in that condition, what do you do now? It's finished. You can't get off your mind. Read this ayah. Kullil mu'minin huddu min absari wa yafadu furujam. To the barakat of this ayah, like how you have, you wrote the incorrect message and it went through. You press delete, it comes out. Allah Ta'ala delete this woman from your mind, inshallah. So my dear brothers, we were speaking about living in South Africa now, or wherever you brothers come from here, from overseas, foreign countries, different. There's no shortage of women in this world, and we can't dash them to go back to where they're supposed to be. So we face with this problem. But in reality, this is a ne'mat for us in an indirect way. For example, my dear brothers, that if you look at the youth of 70 years ago, that means those people now who are 50 years ago, you ask them, did women dress in your way, like how they are dressed now? They say no. And if anybody was dressed incorrectly, it was non-Muslim woman. But now even Muslim women are dressed to kill, you know, and they're parading themselves, they forgot their reality. So the test upon you and I in this time, 2018, 17th of February, is much more arduous, much more daunting, it's difficult for me. So how do I reconcile this matter? You see, that person there, when a woman walked in front of him, she was dressed like a full curtain. So if he had to abstain, he was abstaining because he knew, and not much of her beauty was exposed. But today, when they are dressing, like clothing is expensive. And this material is expensive, so skimpily dressed, and see-through clothing also. Now for you to abstain from that becomes double hard. Becomes double hard. So the student that answers a harder paper gets a higher mark. So you are faced with harder problems. In other words, this world, everywhere you go, there's woman all the time. So my young brothers, even in your families also, each day, they're not making it easy for you. they all want you to sit and eat together. Now you are battling, you came from Islam Hijur, you came from Rustenburg Istima, that year 31st, 1st and 2nd of March and April, this Istima is coming. You came from Istima, you got Ruhaniyat, you want to live right. But dad and auntie say, our heart must be clean. Sit with all your cousins, you all grew up together. Look at you all both of your same birthday, so they want us to also live together. Now you can't control. So that difficulty that you have for a short while is reality your love of Allah. And what does the Quran tell us about love of Allah? Walladina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. That those people that brought iman, they are ardent lovers of Allah. So what's an ardent lover of Allah? A person who's rarely in love, then he does crazy things. For example, in our tasawwuf line, we use a lot of example of Layla and Majnun. So Layla and Majnun, one time, whole year the Ustad was talking about Layla and Majnun. After the whole year, the student asked, Maulana, was Layla the man or Majnun the woman? So sometimes people don't even know who's Layla, who's Majnun also. We better leave the story. But nonetheless, Layla and Majnun, when a person is so encapsulated with somebody that he's walking and he goes to Kaaba Sharif, his father says, now make tawbah for all your sins. Say, Allah forgive all my sins, but a love for Layla, that one is a different case. When Majnun used to walk, then he's walking in such a way that one person was reading Salah. So he even crossed him in the Salah. So after Salah, the person told him, hey, Majnun, this is a height now, man. I mean, how much you going to go in our African term? He's Dear Makar, no, man. It's a correct word. I'm from Durban. If I may, Tajweed is not right, forgive me. Dear Makar, you know, you go nuts, man. It's over the person reading Salah also, you can't see him. You just cross him like that. So Majnun gave an answer which is for me and you to think. He said, look, I'm caught up with Layla, I didn't see you. But if you was caught up with Allah, how you saw me? So my dear, this whole line of Islahi Jor is because of Kataflaha Man Zakkaha. Those people that will make the purification, they'll become, Allah Ta'ala will make them totally successful. So my dear brothers, in the love of Allah, when you love Allah, then the test from the lovers will come. Just to say, I love Allah, all can say, repeat after me, I love Allah. But let me tell you, the test of the love of Allah comes at 5 in the morning. As-salatu khayru min an-nawm. And Papa is calling, I'll come tomorrow. Love of Allah. Love of Allah, that is. And each time a person goes in front of the mirror, and he says, he loves Rasulullah, but the chick is this way, or jealous is weighing on him. So the love will be tested. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just going to be cheap like that. It's going to come at a price. And one aspect of this is this woman that we're going to be tested with. But my dear brothers, you are all young, majority unmarried. And imagine you've got no wife also, and then to stay away from that. One is if a person look at all the restaurant food and he don't eat it, when he come home, there's lovely kebabs for him. And kofta and korma, pies and samosas also. But if he's got no wife also and he's abstaining, how much more harder on the youth? But that youth, what I heard from our akabirin, our elders, that in this youth, if you get the habit of staying away from looking at the ghair mahram woman or from looking at incorrect and illicit things, Allah will give you the sweetness of iman in this world. And wallah, the sweetness of iman is so sweet that we seen our buzruganadin when they would take the name of Allah, then they will feel the sweetness of the name of Allah in their tongue also. So that love of Allah that you'll get, that connection of Allah you'll get in restraint. So the whole story is about resistance and persistence. When we will resist, Allah Ta'ala will enable us to persist. Open Surah Yusuf, قَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِي وَهَمَّ بِي. The whole story is in front of us. Now you know there's a queenly woman, she's from a royal background, and she's calling him. And if you look at قَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ, translated in Urdu, those that live the tafsir, آجَا جَلْدِكَرْ. In other words, come on, make it sharp, man. You know what I mean? That's actually, I'm translating it. Come Yusuf, make it happen. I'm here, you here. Come on, it's all about happening. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he realizes that this is not right. I'm not displeased and it's not favorable that I do this to somebody that looked after me. But he's locked behind so many doors. So Allah Ta'ala opens up the door. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. When you will run towards this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up the door. So young men, they complain, look, I'm not a sheikh, I belong to, just like you, a student that goes to the mashayikh. So we learn the lessons, what they say, that you caught up in a relationship, You and her have been talking on WhatsApp like forever, and the messages she sends to you is like Layla and Majnun, and the roses, and Valentine, you got a chocolate so big, and roses so much, all the thing is there. Now how to come out of it? وَاسْتَغَفْ أَلْبَابِ You just turn to Allah. Tell Allah, I hand my case over to you. Allah, I'm coming. Don't worry what she will feel. Worry what Allah will feel. And you turn towards Allah. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah made the way for him. Allah Ta'ala paved the way that the door opened up for him. And he escaped Zulaikha. Of course, he gets into problem later. This is what's exactly going to happen. I don't have more time to explain to you. But when a person will get involved in illicit relationship, then what's going to happen is stress is going to come. Stress is going to come on you, that people are going to talk about you. And that people who you involve with, that girl is belonging to her family. She sent the WhatsApp first. She told you, the cutest Darul Uloom boy I've seen. Oh, you're such a handsome reciter. Your Qiraat in Tarawih put me like I'm in Makkah, man. You're my Mahir. You know, so they turn you like this and you went mad. Now you started speaking to her. Now a brother come and bust you up. And she said, I did nothing. So in the Qaeda Kunna, the woman will put you into trouble. So when they came out of the door, she said, King, what recompense you got of a person who does evil to your wife? So don't get involved in these people, they're going to sell you also. So my dear brothers, turn towards Allah, make that move. This whole thing is about resistance and persistence. And when you will persist, Allah Ta'ala is Shakur, Allah will appreciate. I've just got about 2 minutes on my time. I want to explain one story about resistance and persistence. In the time of Bani Israel, this comes in the Hadith Kitab also. There was a person by the name of Kifl. Kifl was a sinner of such a nature that every guna he did it in this world. There's nothing that he did leave out. One day there was a woman, young girl, beautiful girl, came to him, Kifl, I'm in a problem, help me out. So he said, I give you gold coins, but nothing for Mahala. In other words, I'm giving you money, you must give me some time. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. So you ready for that? Sweet deal, eh? So she was a woman that was changed, she said, okay man, whatever it is. Now when the time came for them to meet, she's crying. Because the person is pure, you see. It's pure. She's pure in the heart. So Kifl said, what's the story now? I'm not abusing you. Why are you doing this? He said, no, Kifl, you don't understand. I'm in a difficult situation, man. I only came to you because I really need this thing. We haven't eaten, etc. Then Kifl, his eyes came in his heart. He said, no, man. He said, carry on. Go. And he starts chiding himself. He starts taking off with himself. Kifl, what kind of a person are you? You did all the gunas. But he has a girl, got no food, whatever it is, she's battling, she came by you. Even you take advantage of that, you worst of the worst, Kifl. And in that condition, he makes tawbah. Now, Allah Ta'ala appreciates the tawbah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So he makes tawbah. Now, that same night that he makes tawbah, he passed away. But his tawbah is between him and Allah. And if he's going to pass away, then from what he is recalled, nobody knows that he has made wilayat with Allah, he has connected with Allah. So, my dear brothers, how is Allah Ta'ala going to exonerate him? How is Allah going to make his name pure? So they say, next day when people woke up, Allah caused it on the door of Kifl. It's written, Inna Allah qad ghafara al-Kifl. Verily Allah Ta'ala has forgiven Kifl. So how many of us are Kifls, my dear brothers? How many of us got some aqar of Kifl? We're living in that condition where the gunas upon gunas and sins upon sins are raining upon us. We can't escape it. But we say, oh Allah, in this Islahi door I've come. And while that bayan is going on, Hazrat is speaking, one of the speakers, Allah, I'm back to you. I love you, my Allah. I made mistakes. I turned away. Hey Allah, is guneh gari ke dil mein kaha jao. Hey Allah, you change my heart. Hawao hir sawala dil badal de. Mere ghaflat mein dhuba hua dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya. When that strike of the hidayah comes, oh Allah, change my heart. Change my heart and you make the tawbah. Nobody needs to know. Allah Ta'ala will accept your tawbah and naswa. May Allah Ta'ala make this talk a means of my hidayat, a means of your hidayat. Allah Ta'ala keep the shadow of our kabirin over us for a long time. And these kind people that have called me to mention a few lessons, if I make some mistakes in front of you, you know I came as a student. I came with a very big L sign. I'm learning. So you correct me. And if I said something incorrect, then you make dua for me. And incorrect things, you correct me. Allah Ta'ala give you all Sahadat-e-Dari. Inshallah, we meet again in Islahi door too. And we meet in a Rasulullah Isima. Who's coming to Isima, inshallah? Put your hand up. Allah Pak sabko kabul farmade, barakat naseeb farmade, and give us all the fikr of deen and to make our Islam so that we can achieve this great mantle of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen.